everybody, April 15th, Andrew and I, Bad Friends, is going to be at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
In Austin, Texas.
And tickets go on sale soon.
Tickets are about to be on sale.
Yeah, so check it out. Also, one of my best friends in the whole world is playing the Irvine Improv.
March 18th and 19th.
Exactly. And even though I sold out every show I did there, want Andrew to be sold out too, okay?
So March 18th and 19th. Come see me at the Irvine Improv.
Sell it out, guys.
AndrewSantino.com for the tickets.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Nice day for a white wedding. I was listening to that. And I don't even know what that means, but are there black people at the wedding?
Do you know what that song's about?
No, what is it?
It's a nice day to
start again.
That's what it's about.
No, you know what it's really about?
What is it about?
So his sister, from what I, and Pete can look this up.
Yeah.
His sister was kind of exiled from the family, so to speak, or she was like the black sheep of the family. And that song is like saying, oh, this white Puritan, you know, this puritanical idea of weddings, and it cleans you out and it makes you perfect again.
I never listened to the song going, wow, they're excluding black and other minorities.
I know what
white wedding means.
What does it mean?
It means that they're wearing white,
yeah,
right? And it's also the institution is very clean and white.
But he's saying it because his sister was like a black sheep of the family, and it's like,
what does black sheep mean? She's black? She's adopted?
So you're the black sheep of comedy.
Oh, I'm adopted.
No, you're the black sheep of comedy. In the comedy world, you're the black sheep.
Dude, don't hurt my feelings right now, dude.
I'm very vulnerable. The little yellow sheep.
No, why am I black sheep? Why am I black sheep, though?
Because you're the outcast. You're the...
I'm not the outcast. I'm very healthy.
Did you lose some weight?
Dude, I've been losing weight. I look great.
You look...
No coffee.
Good. Let's give it up for a weight
breathing,
loss.
My breathing is better.
No coffee? You just had some of that double shot espresso.
I've been hiking.
You literally have a fucking Red Bull and a double shot espresso.
What does that mean?
What do you mean no coffee? You're having so much caffeine and taurine.
No, I said no coughing.
He said coffee.
Why would I say no coffee, you fucking ding dong?
What do you mean no coughing?
I'm not coughing anymore. I don't breathe as weird. You know what I mean? I used to breathe heavy.
All right, so let's test that theory.
Yeah.
Let me hear you just nose into the mic and let me hear you breathe calmly.
but dude, I mean, you can hear me. Like, my face makes a lot of noise.
When
I smile, my eyes.
Oh, hey.
When I smile, my eyes crinkle.
Yeah. Talking about a black sheep.
Talk about black sheep. What's up?
What's up, Plate?
What's up, man? You still got COVID or no?
How you doing? You
any good? Pussy since COVID
nah,
or no?
Nothing, man, I've been on lockdown.
Dude, everyone's been asking where Doc has been.
Yeah,
he's been sick for no shit 4 months.
Man.
Did you die and come back?
Bro, you know what? The cough is so fucking crazy with COVID. It's like it keeps you locked down. You can't fucking talk. You can't laugh. So I was like, fuck. And then when y'all was hitting me up, I was like, nah, I can't do it, man.
Yeah, but now are you regretful that you weren't more mindful about protecting yourself?
Mm. Nope. What?
Doubling down!
Yeah,
you know,
I want
COVID to fucking transmute
COVID
and change, and it's going to get you the next time.
Did you really
I'm rooting for COVID next time, dude.
You better root.
I'm rooting for COVID, dude.
Hey, you had it twice?
Twice. I had it in 2020.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to get it last year, but I made it past the Delta. And I was like, okay, I'm invincible then. Boom.
Dude, can we do a fan duel, COVID versus Doc, and do a betting thing?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Fan duel. You gained weight, though, huh?
No, I lost weight.
I don't know.
Oh, sure, it's a medium.
You look like a fat pea with that green shirt.
What's your weight at right now?
I'm at 160. I was at 178.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Well, you lost a little bit of weight. Yeah. What did you get down to? You know Bobby lost weight.
I'm 163.
In rehab, you lost weight. You lost 7 or 8 pounds.
No, I was at almost 80.
No.
Bro, I was.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Me too. Man, that's a connection.
Well, you know what? You guys are the same height, same size.
Same size, two little roly-polies.
You never fucking call me a roly-poly, but I would love to roly-poly with you one day.
It's a good thing.
Dude, you know when they say that, you know the whole thing, two peas in a pod?
Uh-huh.
If you weren't two peas in a pod, we'd be fucking, dude.
Two roly-polies in a show.
Yeah. But imagine us little two peas.
Will you guys do the roly-poly together? Have you done
it? You want a roly-poly together, dude, or what?
Yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm going to roly-poly by myself then.
No, we're not doing it. I just got back. Yeah,
roly-poly.
Doc, get down there and roly-poly with him.
I know how to do improv, dude.
Doc, get down there and roly-poly with him. Come on, Doc. Come on, Doc. Look at how sweet he looks.
Yeah, he looks good.
Come on, Doc. He's roly-polying.
I like him. He like, no.
Yeah, Doc. Come on. Little roly-poly there.
What was the ninja? Roly-poly with it.
You had a ninja star. What the fuck was the star?
If you want to stay on the show, you got a roly-poly with him.
Yeah. Nah, fuck it.
All right. Okay. Look at how quickly I reversed that. Fine.
Well, I just came back.
Oh, can I also ask you something? I know you're trying to hide your friend with the glasses, but who's your friend right there?
Oh, that's a pimple.
Dude, I have a pimple right there. I have one right there.
You have right, dude, I have one right here, dude. Right.
You know what this is from?
What?
Fucking masks. I've been traveling on airplanes, flying across the country wearing masks. I got acne underneath my fucking eyeball and on my nose again.
But he tried to sneak diss me and he fucking got one too. This guy is fucking...
Because I'm going to tell you where this one came from.
Where did it come from?
Chappelle Lacey.
How?
It's a fucking voodoo. This is a fucking witch's wart, dude.
Oh, shit.
It's voodoo, dude.
I like.
I hung out with him the other day. Fucking, he's doing his flips, his voodoo flips, bro.
Yeah, he does flips. He can just flips, do flips,
dude.
Huh?
I don't like it, dude.
He was a and gymnast, right? Or a cheerleader or some shit like that?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
You know, it's different. You know, it's...
Oh, boy.
I love the start of war.
No, we'll start war. Because when you big and black like that, I'm like linebacker. But if you doing flips, that's my department because I'm 5'3". That's with the Olympics, right? No.
Okay. Oh, what you're saying is that if they did an Ocean's 11, you know how that little Chinese man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they put in a little vase and they snuck it through the thing. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, but I know there's a little Chinese man. They put in a little vase and they stick it through the thing, right? Yeah. So what you're saying that if they did an Ocean's 11 with all black people.
That's him right there.
Right. You would be that guy.
There you go.
So if we did a heist, 100. We would need Doc. Because he would do the flip. You could put him in a little Diet Coke can.
He still need to thin out a little bit. Because I think you wouldn't fit in a vase. You'd fit in one of those bulbous vases where they blow out at the bottom.
Right.
We'd need you to lose a little bit of weight before we get you in a vase.
I was going to say, because there's this thing where, Bobby would know. You wouldn't know, Tino. But Bobby would know.
Go ahead.
When you see somebody like over 6 feet or six, you know, like big, you don't get kind of like, that's a waist right there. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever be like...
I'm over 6 feet. What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? I love it, though, but keep doing it.
I mean, I love being me, but I'm just saying, though, when you see somebody like Chappelle, you're like, that's a waste of talent. Right there, that's... Because you'll be thinking like linebacker, call him right now. Zion Williams.
All right.
Because you know what? He's talking all sorts of... Zion Williams...
Chappelle Lacey is not that big of a dude. Yeah. He's 5'7", dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought he was like 6-something.
No, he's maybe 6 feet tall. No.
Yeah, call him.
Not picking up your call. That's a big Bobby. That's a big mark. Bobby hates when people don't pick up his call. That's a big no-no.
But how do you pick up your phone call in mid-flip? What if he's flipping right now?
Hello? He's mid-flip
right now.
Just give him the phone. Just give him the phone so he doesn't have to get up and throw it.
No, you get your speakerphone. Okay, come over here, fucker.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Chappelle Lacey. Get it. Bad friends. Where you at, Playboy? We calling you and you ain't... Hey, remember when you did the open mics at 4-4? Good times.
What about how you're saying that he's wasting his body?
He's talking shit about you,
Chappelle.
He's
talking shit about you and how you're doing flips. He doesn't like it. Go.
You know how it is. You a big black dude. Black on black crime ain't... We don't accept that, but right now, man...
This is black-on-black crime at its finest.
All that flipping and tumbling and shit like that, right there.
Let me say something to Doc.
Go ahead.
Let's go step by step through your COVID diagnosis and your... What happened? Who did you get it from?
From... I was there.
You we hit him chair. Around.
I mean...
We got you that chair on purpose.
Yeah, I know you did. It's kind of cool, though. I feel like I'm in my own zone right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Fucking feel
he's color coordinated. Look at his shoes and his
shirt. Yeah, man. Looking sexy.
Did you just buy those shoes, dude? Because they look brand new.
They are.
No. I've been here.
Okay. Yeah. So what was the first symptom? I'm sure it's different for little people like you. So what was the what happened?
I'm not sure what that means. But,
you know what that means.
I had a runny nose. My nose started running.
Little drippy nose.
Little drippy nose. Dip. See, I like the way he cares.
Yeah.
A little bit of care.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Then a little sarcastic.
Imagine how tiny his cough was.
Hey, it's so cute.
I'm glad y'all a little team. All right, so now.
And his little tiny lungs.
Oh, so small.
His little tiny lungs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those little poppable bubbles that come in a pop.
And he hacks.
Like little cashews sitting in my chest.
It's a little fucking Visine drop. It comes out of his mouth. He's like, oh, that's a big one.
There he goes.
Swimming that puddle.
Okay. All right. So I got that, and then I got a tickle on my chest, just like the first time I got tickle. It. Little tickle. It's like a
itchy tickle.
Just like that. I'm glad y'all showed all.
I love it. What else happened?
Now that you know I had to take a baby aspirin.
Maybe I'm fucking children's Tylenol.
Yeah. Are they shaped with Flintstone? The Flintstone shape. Cartoon good. Character. Maybe a minion or whatever.
All yellow. Right, so yeah, what happened then?
So then I because I work with Amazon part time, right?
Yes.
So which is they scary. Give you, which is what? Well, Amazon is actually good about testing the people. So they allow you to be tested twice a week. So that's how I usually, remember I was telling you I get tested?
Yeah. For okay. us.
So
yeah.
I had a kid at the crib and I said, my nose running. It feels like I got COVID again.
Wait. Who was at the crib?
Me.
No, you said you had a kid at the crib.
You had a kid at the crib?
No, I said I was at the crib. Man, are y'all listening?
You said I had a kid at the crib.
I'll do it. You went, so I had a kid at the crib. And I said my nose was running.
So who's this kid that's in your house?
There's no kid in the crib.
All right, I'm saying it's recorded.
Yeah, we got it on tape.
We have it on tape.
Yeah, and when you rewind, I'm going to be right. And you guys owe me a free...
Did you guys hear what he said? What did
he say? He said, I have a kid in the crib.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
All right, so listen. You had a little tickle tackle. You had a little drip drop.
Real talk.
Yeah.
And then you also realized at some point when a kid was at the crib...
There was no kid.
No, also...
Relax. There was a kid in the crib.
There was. You said it.
Okay.
And you realized, uh-oh, Black Magic got the Roma.
Right.
At some point, Black Magic had the wrong.
At one point, Black Magic, right, looked at his nuts. It started shrinking, and then you realized your nuts were always that size.
No. That to do with the Rona.
By the way, do you know that Corona, you had it twice? COVID has been proven scientifically, certain cases have shrunken people's penises.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God. Look it up right now.
Look it up.
They've done genital shrinking.
So you mean tell me I went from 4 to 3 now?
No, you went from you went from
soft.
Can COVID shrink your penis? One man in the United States agree and close. One man in the United States believes the virus irreversibly shortened his manhood.
Oh, that's is he white?
Dude. That is one dude.
He is white. Yeah, he didn't have a lot to lose. Yeah.
He's in denial. That's what he is.
No. How funny. He's saying that to the girl he's dating. He's like, COVID shrunk my penis. I had a huge penis before this.
Or what if like every guy gets their dick shrunk, but they're just so fucking scared to say anything.
Nobody wants
He's
to talk
He's the first
about
guy
it.
That's like, you know, I got to say something.
Finally.
The rest of them are like, no, it's fine.
I had COVID, but I guess I should have measured my penis before. Anytime you get sick.
I think your dick is shrunk.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Anybody at home, by
you
the
had
way.
COVID?
Can I see? Look at your dick. No, we don't do that.
You're not going to see it right now.
What? Because it's shrunk?
Yeah. It's as tiny as it's ever been. All right.
Hey, yo, no. That's what you do. That's the rule. Turn off the lights, girl. Don't fucking, you don't ever want to see you soft.
Time out.
Turn off the lights. You ever do that, Tito? Turn off the fucking.
No.
Dude, I had a girlfriend once. She used to do this. I had a girlfriend where she never showed me her ass. She hated her ass.
Why?
So every time she got out of the bed, she held her ass like this.
What?
Yeah. What do you mean? She wanted you to see her butt?
She didn't want, yeah.
Was it bad?
So, but one night, though, I was doing it from behind, and I had the little light switch. And I looked, and I regret turning it on. I turned it right off. It was like flat like this.
Oh, it was a table.
It was
like
a table.
You didn't feel it when you were having sex? You didn't understand it when you were having sex?
I would think I was grabbing her hips. She had white hips.
Oh, she was birthing hips.
Yeah. So just slam her like this, right?
Yeah.
But my hands were flat like this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
Can I ask you a question?
Have you ever had a butt so big that it scared you?
What?
Was she Asian?
Ooh, Doc.
I just asked a question.
It is still Black History Month, to be fair. We got to let him get away with
it. Is it?
It is.
I just asked a question.
She was white.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But white women are plagued with that same thing sometimes.
Flat butt?
He said plagued.
Sometimes.
Wow. A lot of people are plagued with flat butt disease. I think Fancy has a flat butt.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't have no cheeks. Yeah, but I don't want no cheeks.
You have a flat butt?
Yeah.
I have cake.
Can you turn around real quick?
I got a lot of cake.
Can you turn around real quick?
No.
This guy.
Dude.
He's so rude.
He's so rude. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So COVID fucked with your mind too.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Flowing. So what else happened?
So I took the test.
Uh-huh.
And I on a Sunday. I mailed it in on a Monday and I got sicker. Then Tuesday I started coughing. And then they sent me a message in my email saying, you got COVID. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know now. I'm fucking sick. Like, you know, I already knew. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. The boy got sick like that.
And you were at the house? Did you leave the house when you still had symptoms?
No.
Doc?
went to the grocery store.
Yeah, I know.
Why'd you do that, store, man? Why you go, man?
Because I can tell. Man. I knew, you know, he goes to the store when he gets sick.
Yeah, I go. I went to CVS. And it wasn't because I didn't have no cold medicine already. It's just because I wanted more.
But you could have just gotten it delivered. Don't you work for Amazon?
Yeah. So see what we're doing?
Wait, do you, you have access to the warehouse?
Everything.
Right, so can't you go to the vitamin C aisle and the zinc aisle?
No, I don't work like that, Playboy.
Don't call me a Playboy. What the fuck happened to you, dude?
Dude, man, COVID changed
COVID
this guy.
COVID fucked your mind up.
See, man,
can I do an 80s joke real quick?
Yeah, please.
Can I do an 80s joke real quick? Is the kid in your house Willis? Your brother's Willis?
All right, my brother Willis.
Yeah.
Different strokes for you people who don't know, Google it.
Yeah. I just want to do it. Can I just throw an 80s joke?
You're allowed to.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
So you went to CVS. Where else did you go while you were sick? I know you went to multiple places. Don't front on me. I know you went to a few spots. Go ahead and say
why
it.
Why would you do this?
You went to the liquor store, didn't you?
You know I don't want to pay the... you know I ain't quarantined like that.
Before
come
you did anything, here. You went to the liquor store, be honest. Whiskey.
No,
we got wine.
Wine.
No drinking while I'm sick.
Bullshit.
Oh, you're drunk now? Are you drunk now?
No.
What's in there?
Well, you know, a little bit of juice, but it ain't...
Yeah. Can I tell you something? When he scoots back in that chair, it is so funny to me.
He's a funny...
When he wiggles out in that chair,
it's
like when I put my dog on its back and she's trying to get back on her front legs.
Bro, when God created you, he said to all his people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take my time with this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a day on this one. Go to the kids' drawer. You got the legs, right? Right, go to the mythological section, right? They got golems, the stomach. Get the dwarf heads.
God
dwarf
picked head. Him up. Yeah, he picked up Doc like this. And he was perfect. And he goes, and now for the height.
Let's go.
And he dropped it right down to earth.
Right, he dropped it.
So then he went right down to earth.
Right.
So you were supposed to be 6'8".
Yeah,
that was God's plan.
Yeah.
But he knew that I can handle being 5'3". He said he still can be sexy. I'm going to send him out there in the universe.
Heavy props on that. He knew you could handle it. You're a confident fucking dude. Did you see Genius? Did you watch Kanye West documentary?
No.
Did you?
They just call it Genius?
It's called Genius, J-E-N-Y-U-S.
Where's it playing? Okay. Can we talk about it when I watch it?
Yeah, that's fine. It's on Netflix.
I'd like to watch it when it's out.
I got to tell you, dude.
What?
What's the room?
God, I love this dude. Because he's nuts, dude. I love he's how so nuts. He's nuts. It's awesome. He's like you.
Well, now,
it's the same way I like you. I love you because you're fucking crazy.
No, I'm not. Bro,
you're fucking crazy, bud.
As a goddamn nut.
Stop.
This is my only time.
No, I'm not that shit crazy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Look at how you're reacting to this.
All right,
a normal guy wouldn't do that.
All right, say it again then.
You're fucking crazy. You're an absolute psychopath nutbag.
As fuck.
So what is the meaning of it all?
Why are you crazy?
No, why are you saying this?
Because look at you.
I'm not.
Dude, you're a fucking nutcase.
I'm not a nutcase. I'm not.
The way you laugh.
I feel good.
Look at it.
That's just the way I fucking express my joy.
It is, and I love your joy.
And first of all, I am not crazy. I'm misunderstood.
Correct.
You know what also I hate when people say? I've heard producers say, we love Bob. He's eccentric.
Eccentric.
What does that mean?
It means you're fucking crazy.
But I don't like it because then when you grew up Google eccentric, then you'll see like Dali.
Salvador Dali?
Yeah, a photo of Dali.
You mean a fucking genius?
With an eagle.
All right, let's see what eccentric means. Go to eccentric and what does that mean? Let's see the definition.
Dali.
Why do you say Dali? It's Dali. Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali.
It's Dali.
It's Dali.
Dali.
Whose country are you
What is it? Dali?
Dali.
Dali.
Yeah, if you're Spanish.
I'm Spanish.
Ask Pete. Pete's an American. How do we say it, Pete? Dali. What do we say?
I say Dali.
Yeah, Dali. Salvador Dali.
No, you said Dali like I did.
Dali.
Yeah, Dali.
But look at who you're amongst of the eccentric people. Einstein, a genius.
That's cool.
No, Dali.
That's cool.
A genius.
That's cool. That lady.
That's basically you.
That lady.
That's you.
Yeah,
if you were white, that's you.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's Pee Wee Herman? He should be on that list.
Why?
Because y'all got the same quirky, weird ass shit.
You are kind of close to Pee Wee.
Yeah.
Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens.
There you go.
Yeah.
God bless.
Jacking off in a fucking. Okay. I can see that. That's you. I can see that.
How fucking dare you? I've never jerked off in a movie theater before.
But I could see you doing it.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
First of all, it was in a porno theater.
You never jacked off in anywhere outside of your house?
Have you ever jacked off outside of your home?
Yeah, my hotel rooms.
Outside of a hotel room?
Comedy club.
Oh my God. Outside of a comedy club.
Work. Like when I was a restaurant, I jerked off in the bathroom.
Okay, every time. What are you, blown
what you
away?
Blown away?
Okay. Yeah,
right. Lunch break.
Yeah, I'm slammed, bad. Right? And then I see a hot girl come in and I go, I gotta go, you know, and I jerk off.
How about at your trailer when you're on set?
One time.
Go ahead.
One time, I literally thought I was going to be banned from show business because when I was on Splitting Up Together, I was in Warner Brothers lot.
Yeah.
And I had a night shoot, right? And then I had an early call. So I said, can I just sleep here? Right?
You wanted to sleep in the trailer?
So I did. No, I didn't have a trailer. I had a dressing room.
Oh, right. It was,
so I just slept on the lot.
It was physically in a building on the
in
lot.
In a building. And yeah. Then I had a shower. I remember. My name on the thing. Right. So late at night, I was just on my couch and I was, you know, the bed couch, and I was going on, you know, their Wi-Fi, right? And I was looking up like my weird porn, right? And then the next day I was telling one of the actors, I go, yeah, I was jerking off the weird porn last night. He goes, you logged into the Wi-Fi? And I go, yeah. He goes, Warner Brothers has that record now, man.
They track all of
them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, but that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, they did? No.
After the Sony leak?
No, I Googled it. There's no way. And I also went to the...
Oh, you think they're going
to
tell
you? I went to the cyber unit and I go, the cyber unit. I got paranoid.
Imagine. You walk in, he's in the cyber unit.
This guy's not
going to
help me.
Imagine.
Yeah.
ShipStation!
Oh my God, I love ShipStation. I'll tell you the reason why, Andrew.
Tell me, babe.
Because a lot of my business is through e-commerce.
Yes.
And I just want a company that's efficient at what they do. And they're great at organizing and getting your stuff out there.
Online shipping is not slowing down anytime soon. Look, we ship online. That's how we do our business when you buy Bad Friends merch. And how do you keep up the pace? You can keep track of orders from any sales channel. You can easily find the best shipping carrier with deeply discounted rates and automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks.
Yeah, ShipStation works with every carrier, so you can always find the best fit for you, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah. Baby.
And also, your business can access the same discounted rates, usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies.
Big baller. Save money when you compare carrier options and choose the best shipping solution every single time. ShipStation works with every carrier. You can always find the best fit for you.
We use ShipStation for Tiger Belly and also Bad Friends.
That's right. For both of the shows, we use it. And you know what? You guys like it. So do yourself a favor. 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it as long as they're in business. So that's pretty good.
Use our offer code, BADFRIENDS, to get a 60-day free trial.
That's right.
2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping.
Come on, ship more in less time with ShipStation. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in Bad Friends. ShipStation.com, make
ship happen. BetterHelp. Oh, my God, Andrew, during the pandemic and now, even after going into rehab, I use BetterHelp because I need therapy every once a week.
You do. You need therapy. We all need it.
I love BetterHelp. Relationships take work, Andrew. I don't know if you know that. A lot of us will drop anything to go help someone we care about, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go out of our way to treat other people well, but how often do we give ourselves the same treatment?
Not often. I go out of my way to help you out, and I don't get enough help myself. So this month, BetterHelp is online therapy. They want to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, the one you have with yourself.
Whether it's hitting the gym, making time for your haircut, or even trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself like you do for other people.
That's right. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone if you don't want to, but you can if you'd like to.
It's more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours,
guys. Give it a try and see why 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BadFriends.
That's BetterHelp.com/BadFriends.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
I'm 27 days of no porn.
We kicked the habit. Raise your hand in this room. Let's talk to the dorks in the window.
Yeah.
You guys have never signed up for porno sites.
Never.
Because why? Because it's
free.
Yeah. It's insane to think you guys would do
this. Doc. Do you notice that the three guys that are saying, we like free, are what?
You got it.
Exactly.
First of all, Andres is not one of us.
I'm just say Cajun. Can I say Cajun?
We're not looking at. We're not saying the color of your skin.
Yes, you were.
No. Weak. You're weak.
Oh, yeah, do you want to have a fight?
Yeah, I'll fight you.
Do you want to do a 3-on-2?
You're cheap and you're weak and you justify cheap. Different things. Yeah.
Cheap?
You're the kind of guy, right?
Cheap?
Yeah. You're the kind of guy that goes to Mendocino Farms and goes, you know what? That Reuben sandwich is a little too pricey. I'm going to go next door to fucking Patsy's.
Oh, I don't pay for my food.
That's who you are.
You know what? Not all of us are privileged and came from wealth like you.
Oh, that's funny.
We're not all Jack Harlow. We don't all come from millions of dollars.
Oh, that's hilarious.
This guy makes sacrifices over here, buddy.
I just want to say this. You're the guy. I know how much you make.
This guy makes sacrifices.
You can afford the fucking pastrami sandwich.
Oh, no. It's
at Mendocino.
It's where I come from. I come from regular people.
No, you come from upper middle class, white suburbia. I've seen the photos.
First of all, it's middle class.
I see you with a baseball bat. It's brand new. The shit that we had to fucking head dance because of our skulls.
You're from the most affluent part of San Diego. What? You're from rich boy San Diego.
I'm from the ghettos, Chula Vista, baby.
Shut the
yes,
fuck
I am.
Up.
Right by the border, dude.
How many bedrooms were in your house as
dude,
a kid?
I was
How
fucking...
many bedrooms were in your house as a kid?
Let me count. I have to count.
How many bathrooms is
more
important?
Wait, what? Let me count.
Okay.
One. Bathrooms? One, two, we had four bathrooms.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Thank you.
And then we had, how many?
Detroit, they had one in the whole city. They had to share one.
How many bedrooms? I had one, two, three, four bedrooms.
Okay.
Four baths. What's the problem?
That's upper class.
But
yes.
But you don't know what the building looked like.
Yes, I do. I've seen photos of your house that you grew up in. We put it on the show.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay, well, how many bathrooms did you have as a kid?
It depends on if who I was staying with. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
You know how it is.
What? Well, said, no,
you,
I
you
don't know.
Who you staying with? You're with Willis. We are with her. Hey, it's a callback.
When you,
and don't ever fucking make fun of me again.
It was good.
So, thanks for the laugh, guys.
When you were with the Lollipop Gang, did you guys all share one bathroom?
Why did you laugh?
It was good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Time out. When you grew up as a kid, how many bathrooms did you have in your home?
We had two.
That seems reasonable.
Mm.
Because we stayed in a family, two-family flat. Y'all know what that is?
A two-flat. Yeah, a two-flat. Yeah.
A two-family flat.
Yeah, two-flat.
So how many people lived in the two-bedroom flat?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six in total or six in one flat?
Six in one flat.
That's a lot.
So what, two-flat? Two in total, my bad.
Oh,
so there's
three
four
three.
Bedrooms.
Yeah, two
with
upstairs,
six people.
Four downstairs.
So you slept with somebody?
Yeah.
Who?
My uncle.
The gay uncle?
Oh, my God, dude.
We know now.
That was from
No, this is no.
Is it the gay uncle?
We know now. We
bro.
Know.
Fancy,
we
help me.
We know now. We know now.
You cut his mic off.
Cut the mic.
Dude.
I get it. I know where you're going.
Two things. One, putting a knife behind his head, really bad idea. Insane, he's going to kill himself. Two, it's insane that we put that right by his head.
Yeah, we'll apologize.
And two, San Diego makes perfect sense now.
San Diego?
Dude, remember when we were in San Diego in the hotel room and he told a story about his gay uncle? Yep.
His karate kid.
His karate. See? Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, dude. You're a victim.
You're a victim.
You're a victim.
You're a victim.
We're so sorry.
Well, you're hold up. Hold up.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, that's a different uncle.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
How are we supposed? I don't think so.
By the way, I don't believe it.
I don't
at
believe
all.
It at all.
You have one uncle. As far as I know, you have one.
The gay one.
I have three gay uncles.
You have three gay uncles?
And a gay cousin.
And which are the uncles that you slept with in your room?
If he has three gay uncles, one of them slept in his room. So
okay,
one of them was
so
gay.
The karate incident was with my uncle on my father's side.
Right.
The other one is on my mother's side.
All right, so the uncle that was on your mother's side that slept in the same room as you, was he gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he also was...
It runs in the Christian.
What the fuck are you going to say?
He was mentally challenged. I didn't want to put it out there, but you guys...
Oh, my God.
But you guys fucking asked.
Time out.
How does that work?
You had a gay, mentally handicapped uncle that you slept with in the room.
In the bed, yeah.
Wait, you slept in the same bed?
Yeah, it's my uncle. We were around the same age. He was only 2 or 3 years old.
I'm not inferring anything.
What you do, it's cultural. We're not making fun of your culture, dude.
We were around the same age. It was kids.
Wait. He's the same age? Your uncle's the same age
he's
as you?
He's 2 or 3 years older than me. My uncle, Turl.
Same size? Like, please tell me they're the same size.
No. He was taller than me, man.
Who was the big spoon? Oh, yeah, you were the little spoon?
No, I wouldn't have no idea.
Did you only go butt to butt? You never, ever spooned?
Butt to butt.
Always, every night.
That's how real ones do it, Tino.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Obviously, when you're sleeping, you have no control of what you're doing with your body and whatnot, right?
Right.
Have you ever woken up and you were face to face with your uncle?
Never, bro.
Not one time.
No.
I doubt it. Yeah, that's impossible.
Doc.
That's impossible.
It's
impossible.
It's in your heart. It's in your heart. I know what I went through.
Okay. Yeah,
I know. Tell us what you went through.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's not your fault.
Yeah. You can't tell me that one night you didn't wake up and you guys were wrapped all over each other because it was cold?
Nah, because he was, you know, he wasn't into sucking dick then. He was a little bit, he was on a cusp. You know what I'm saying? He was right.
What do
you mean?
Autism? He had autism?
I don't know what he had, because you know, back in the 80s, you didn't get diagnosed. You just walked around and you were just held back. When you were poor. In the 80s, yeah, they didn't have, autism wasn't a big thing in the 80s. Everybody know that. So he was just walking around undiagnosed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just telling y'all what the fuck going on.
We didn't have penicillin in the 90s.
But he had, let's put it to you this way. He was into slow classes.
He was
held back in elementary with me, where he should have been in middle school when I was in.
And we're not making fun of that.
We're not making fun of
him.
What's his name? We
want to
give him a
shout
out. People need to know that.
Is he still alive? Is he still alive?
No, he died.
Oh shit. What the fuck?
How'd he die?
He was killed by a gay serial killer. See? He asked.
Hold the phone. Uncle was murdered?
Yes.
By a guy who was killing...
Who was a gay serial killer.
No, he wasn't. He was killing gay people.
Yeah, because he was gay. Obviously, because he was gay. Okay. Yeah. The serial killer was obviously...
They never found him.
I want to kill a bunch of gay guys.
Yep.
That's
kind of what it was like.
Yeah, that would have been...
Chop.
Yep, I'm going to save the penis.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is there was a serial killer who only killed gay guys
because
he wasn't gay.
Yes, he was.
I don't know. They never caught the guy.
Can we be logical? Adults? If there's a guy who's a serial killer that only kills gay men, he's obviously gay and repressed and fighting some sort of fucking societal feelings, and he's
like Mike Pence.
What's the word for that, fellas?
like Mike Pence.
What's the word for that?
Repression.
Because y'all called me that.
Because I honestly believe now my theory.
Well, first of all, you wouldn't roly-poly at the beginning of the show with him.
I don't have to roly-poly with Bobby, because Bobby always go to the, you know.
No, but I think
don't that do you, that. See what I'm talking about?
I think you exude this mask. Right, that I'm this masculine, right? Mm-hmm. Playboy,
tough guy,
this and that. You know what I mean, funny guy, this and that, right? But I think you're hiding something. First of all, I think it's hereditary.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah,
both of his bloodlines have
both of gay people.
Both
of your bloodlines have it, right?
Interesting.
You have this false, like this weird, like that's not even authentic.
Are you an uncle?
No, I don't have no brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, my theory is, I'm not gonna say it.
That
you might be.
Let's say it on the count of three.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
Yeah.
First of all, let's take a stance on the show as bad friends. We don't. We support all people.
We do.
Of all genders 100%. And colors and creeds. Wow. We love all that shit.
Wow.
That being said, I don't believe for a second that you didn't have some sort of experience like you told us in San Diego mm-hmm. with the uncle that you slept with in a bed.
Bro, this ain't Christianity. It's not about what you believe. It's real.
What does that mean?
It means that you can't believe this just is, right?
Yeah, it is. It happened. It happened.
It's like this. It's like, you know, sometimes when...
You're lying to us.
It's like a kid who's addicted to crack, right? And he finds himself in a crack house.
Right.
Right? And the parents come in. What are you doing? I'm not smoking crack.
Sure.
Right.
What
and
are you
like,
doing
sure,
here?
Sure. Right. You know what I mean? I think that's what I'm sensing here.
Correct.
So you replaced the crack pipe with a dick?
Correct. Yes.
I do. Yeah.
Fucking this guy.
Can we go back?
That's not a good logic. Can you give me something?
Okay.
Tino, I'm almost there. But all right.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
Okay.
Your uncle was murdered.
He was murdered.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's. I'm so sorry.
I mean, that's insane.
I'm so sorry. How old were you when that happened?
It was 96.
96. Did they catch this man? So you were 48?
They never caught the man.
And that's what they were. That's why the police said that there was a guy going around shooting and killing.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Fancy.
I'm
scared.
You're the killer.
You're the killer.
You're the killer.
Doc, you're the killer.
That's what he came to, dog.
Okay. Hey, let's see why. Let's
they
see
never
what
caught him.
Dude, the math is adding up. Yeah, Bobby's so, right.
I'm a detective, dude. Shit. Right? The math is adding up for me, dude.
Detective Lee cracks the case.
So my point is that are your other gay uncles alive?
Oh my God!
Wait,
killed all your uncles?
No.
You killed all your gay uncles?
Well, if you really... Well, one of my uncles just passed away a couple days
ago. How?
So. How?
We don't know yet.
Oh, sure.
Cyanide.
I didn't even let me explain myself. Bad detectives. Bad detectives.
What city did he die in?
Detroit.
Were you in Detroit?
Can I tell you what? They just called me 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and said he died. Nobody knows. And we have to wait till homicide come in to make sure that he just died. That's it.
Okay, what about the other uncle?
He's still alive.
Where?
In Detroit.
We got to call him.
I could call him on speakerphone. Hey, y'all want to put him on speakerphone?
Yeah, because you're this little gay man, and you're so... Just hear me out my theory. Can you just hear my theory?
I'm listening.
Right.
Baffled.
You fucking call me eccentric and a psychopath.
That guy called you eccentric. I called you a psychopath. Two different things.
I'm not a psychopath.
Okay.
You think
you're not?
Let's move on. So my point is, who cares? Maybe I am, but you're protecting the family,
yeah,
right? And you just—it's not. You felt some shame, right? You grabbed a knife like that or whatever, cyanide, however you work. You know what I mean? You took out one of your uncles, right? The one that was like mentally, right? You said,
yeah,
yeah.
Listen,
which you don't even know what he had.
Okay,
you don't. Still?
Never knew. Yeah, we because he never been diagnosed.
He probably has like sleep apnea. He just thinks it's something more serious.
Yeah, a little bit slower
than that. I used to fight for that dude so much, man, but go ahead.
You got into fights because people would make fun of him?
Bro, make fun of him. They used to, man, I've hit people with sticks, bricks. I mean, little dude. And I had to fight these big dudes.
Because they would talk shit.
Not talk shit. They would like beat him up and then he would come to me because I was the only one there. And then I would be like, man, oh. So I would go fucking, hey, man, y'all.
I've always loved you so much.
I love you, man.
Hell yeah. You don't need no, you don't need to bare hands, just weapons.
Go sit down.
No, actually, you know what? Get the fuck out of here.
Woo, woo.
Get the fuck out. You're an hour late. Get the fuck out now. Sit down.
Come on in.
Sit your fucking ass down.
Sit your fucking ass down.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Current. Oh, look at these cards.
Look at these cards. I got a little current card right here.
Let me tell you. You know what this is?
They put $1,000 on this for me.
But can I tell you what it is?
And nothing for you.
Current is the future of banking.
Yes, it is.
Current's mobile app and connected debit card helps you get ahead by giving you faster access to paychecks, fewer fees, and more flexibility.
You better believe you can earn points with every swipe, redeemable for cashback rewards, create savings goals, including ability to round up purchases. No withdrawal fees on over 40,000 in network all-point ATMs.
Yeah.
Helpful spending insights and budgeting tools to help keep track of spending. And let me tell you something. This is really cool. It creates a lot of access for people. I highly recommend it.
Let me tell you about Current, my friend.
Tell me.
Current just launched their newest feature. I'll tell you what about it. Current members are now able to earn 4% annual percentage yield, APY, on saving products. 60 times the national average.
That's huge. Any member who signs up for a Current personal account can start earning APY daily by adding money to their savings pod and enabling the interest feature.
Members can seamlessly transfer money between saving pods and their spending balance.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
No lockout periods, and there are no fees for this feature or balance minimum requirements to access. Let me tell you something. I've had trouble with banks before.
Not so good.
But for a limited time, try this out. We partner with Current to give away $1,000. That's right. Current is going to give away $250 to four listeners of our show. All you have to do is download the Current app at current.com/badfriends.
Remember, that's current.com/badfriends. Winners will be awarded at the end of March, so
don't wait. Download the Current app and be entered to win at current.com/badfriends. No purchase is necessary to win. Purchase won't increase the chances of winning. Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit current.com/badfriends for full terms and conditions. Current is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Visa debit card issued by Choice Financial Group member FDIC, pursuant to a license Visa USA, Inc.
can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The annual percentage yield APY for current interest is variable and may change at any time. To close, APY is effective as January 1, 2022. No minimum balance required. Must have at least 1 cent in savings pods to earn current interest on up to $2,000 in deposit per saving pod, up to $6,000 total. Please refer to current interest terms and conditions. 60 times rate calculated using FDIC coverage national deposit rate savings accounts
of 6 cents.
Mint Mobile! We love Ryan Reynolds!
We love Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. And now we're in business with him, yeah, baby!
If he you're saving more and spending less as one of your top goals of 2022, why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for wireless?
Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. The first company to sell premium wireless service online only. Mint Mobile, ooh, lets you maximize your savings with plans starting at $15 a month.
Oh my. This is for people looking for extra savings this year. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless just $15 a month, like Andrew said. By going online only and eliminating the traditional cost of retail, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you.
All the plans come with unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with your existing contacts. That's insane.
Oh, my God. With Mint Mobile, choose the amount of monthly data that's right for you and stop paying for data that you're never going
to
use.
That's right. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service just starting at $15 a month. I'm telling you, Bob, you and I both pay hundreds of dollars.
Too much.
And I'm sick of it. And you know who you are. You know who our service plans are. Well, we're switching to Mint Mobile, baby.
To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/badfriends.
That's mintmobile.com/badfriends. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/badfriends. We missed you so much, Ruth.
She got sick.
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah, it was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who gave it to you? Put the mic close to your mouth. Okay. I can't believe we're even doing this.
So,
all these.
May I say something? So, while me and Kalila, I was in rehab.
Yeah, remember when I was went to
remember
rehab?
When I was in rehab?
Yeah.
And Kalila was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You decide to go. Me go to a dorm party.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Right, and you went to a dorm party, right? And then you got COVID, which means did you have your mask on during the COVID the COVID party that you went to? No.
So she walks into our studio,
right?
A bunch of vaccinated people and people have had COVID with a mask on, but she goes to a dorm party without a fucking mask on.
Because the peer pressure, everyone's not wearing a mask. And if I wear a mask, I'm the one that's the weirdo.
Right, but that's why I don't wear a mask when you guys tell me to wear a mask because I don't want to look like a weirdo.
Correct.
When I go to the comedy clubs, no one's wearing a fucking mask. That's why I don't fucking wear a mask.
Yeah, that's right.
She had on a mask at Mastro's when we went to go eat.
That's
I know. She'll go there and wear a fucking mask, but not at a fucking dorm party. Do you know why? She wants to get dick.
Hey! I don't want to hear it.
Hey. I'm tired of your dick trolling, man.
Stop it.
I don't want dick.
You better not be getting dick down.
Yeah, man. Why'd you go there then? Why'd you go there?
Because I wanted to meet some friends.
You better not be getting dicked out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be pissed, dude. If you're catching D's at dorm parties, I'm gonna be livid.
What makes me upset? She never got any D's.
You didn't even get any dick and you got
but she
sick.
Got COVID instead.
You got sick with no dick.
Yeah. No D but COVID.
What an annoying fucking
God,
you little shitbag.
Will you ever go to a dorm party again?
No. It's not worth it.
It's not, right?
No.
You got sick.
I'm happy that you're okay. We were concerned.
How
are
you
we
feeling
worried.
Now?
I'm better.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel
he
better.
Had it too, twice.
Twice?
Yeah, he had it twice. Yeah.
We'll talk. That's what I'm talking about.
She doesn't want to touch you. She doesn't want to get on again. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure COVID's green for some reason. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Yeah. What were your symptoms? Did you lose your taste and smell?
No, I just had cough, sore throat, chills. Runny nose.
Yeah. What did
fever.
Your Uncle Tito do for you?
You bought me some medicine.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I feel like, just can I just throw this out there? I feel like if I was sick, you wouldn't do the same.
I couldn't agree more.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No. Can you put it in your mouth? Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. I apologize.
No, I love it.
I apologize.
So wait a minute. Tito Bobby, as usual, took care, was the man of the house, took care of you. And did you say thank you?
Yeah, I said thank you.
But did you give him like a thank you card? Thank you for taking care of me, Tito?
No,
I thought he would just say thank you.
No, when you came back up the stairs, though, and I asked for a hug, what'd you do?
I declined.
Yeah.
Because I still don't want any germs. Giving it. I don't want it to give it to you.
Wait a minute.
I don't think that's
right.
You wanted to get a hug. From your little niece that you took care
she's
of.
She's been sick for 2 weeks.
You just want a hug.
I just wanted a hug. I didn't see her in a while.
So you got out of rehab. You're emotionally wrecked.
Not just emotionally wrecked. I am vulnerable.
You're vulnerable. You're
and
a mess.
Emotional, and I want to connect with other human beings.
And someone,
somebody that I thought that I view as a daughter, and somebody that I view, I would do anything for.
Anything.
I just wanted some physical contact, like a brief. You know, it was first of all, when we hug, it's never chest to chest; it's side to side. Even she won't even fist bump me or do a little arm thing.
What's up with that?
Because he doesn't like hugs.
He doesn't. You actually don't like hugs. But he was vulnerable.
But
he was vulnerable.
That's absolutely.
Well, he hugs me.
I hug you.
You hug me, but that guy.
I hug you.
Tackles me.
You hug me.
I hug you.
But you don't hug her.
I want to hug her.
But she doesn't. Oh, this
she
is
doesn't
want to
hug me.
This is what it is.
That's what
no,
it is.
No, but you don't like hugs.
I yeah, love.
He does. Yes, he does. He loves dude, affection.
I'm addicted to hugs, baby. I fucking drool. I got crazy high for drugs. Especially now that I have no drugs and no porn, nothing. I fucking need a hug, baby.
Need affection.
Yeah, man, I'll go to the hug house, man, and get all fucking drooly. I don't know what people through.
Do you know how to hug?
Bro, I do.
But the way you said it is like.
Stand up. I'll give you my hug demonstration. Duck, to my side. That's
why. You want another to hug?
No, I'm just going to give you. I'm not hugging. I'm just giving you hug demonstrations of how I hug. And I need a fucking mannequin. You're the only one my size.
I'm not a goddamn mannequin. I'm a human being. That's.
I know.
Put the clock on.
Put the what?
Put the goddamn clock on. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, here we
go. There we go.
Wait,
we
gotta all right.
Well, he'll only do things for a minute because he feels like they might be, you know. All right, here we go. He wants a minute. He'll only do a minute.
So,
all right, he's got to pray to God for it. Dude, he always prays to God before this stuff.
So this is my hug. If I haven't seen you, I barely know you're an acquaintance. But, you know, like, we're, you know, I haven't seen you in 5 years. I kind of like you, but it's good to see each other. So what's up, man? What's up, dude?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
That's it. All right. That doesn't count.
How long is that? Okay, so that's
over. No, no, no.
That's
no.
That's one example.
Oh,
I have different styles of hugs.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So this is somebody that, like, you know, with kids.
Yeah.
Or, like, anyone's high school or early 20s, I don't want to, you know what I mean? So yeah. I go... What's up? Hey, no, I'll go like this.
To the side.
No, side to side.
No hug out, right?
Right.
And then with comic guys I'm good friends with, me. Like you, right? Yeah. I'll go like, I'll do a hand thing, and then we'll do chest to chest like this.
Of course.
Right? And then with you, though.
Someone like Doc.
You, right?
The last one was good.
I know. I understand that. But with you, when I see you, just listen to me. I just get like,
he can't believe it. He can't believe he sees you.
He's
it's you.
Here.
You're here.
I can't believe you're in my space.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And no, then he needs to like, show you his love.
Yeah. And then I think of like just our history, man.
Mm-hmm.
Our history. And
yeah.
We're the same size, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I also sense just a little bit of, you know, bisexuality.
Tino, he's sensing that. That's not. Come
so
on, Tino,
like,
talk.
Like,
Tino,
like,
you ain't going to.
Let me see how you handle this hug, and then we'll. This will be.
I do a slow walk, and we kind of go. We don't say anything. We just kind of lock eyes up, and we just kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to look at the body.
That seemed like a pretty normal hug.
Pretty normal.
I feel like I've seen those kind of hugs all over the place. Those are normal hugs.
Yeah, in prison. That's where the fuck that come from.
No, no. Doc, when your uncle said that you were violent, let him get in that little studio.
It's the silliest
honestly,
chair for him.
It's the reason we got it.
I love it.
Fancy was like, it's going to make a lot of noise. And I was like, perfect. He's like, it's going to be kind of hard to get in and out of. And that's why I was like, this is going to be perfect for Doc. Do your feet hit the ground?
Yeah.
All right.
Real man over here.
All right. We could get a higher chair. Don't fucking
don't
stop
do that shit. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Push it.
Yeah, don't push it, buddy. We'll get you a chair. You know what? That's it. That's it. Fancy?
Yeah.
That chair becomes Rudy's chair, the pink chair. Order a higher chair where his little legs don't touch the ground.
Please.
It's over, dude.
Don't do that.
You talking that shit?
You fucked up.
You fucked up.
Yeah. You're going to look like a fool.
Fancy? If you want your boy back, don't do that.
Okay. All right. I just want to, can I just say this, though? I want to be real, more of a real thing.
Let's do something real.
I want to do something real.
We've been real all this
part. No, we're being funny. No, and, we're joking around. Joking around. I want to say that, you know, Doc, I want to apologize to you. Because over the years, I think I've kind of used you like a toy.
You're being real.
I try to be real, dude.
Can I say what I think you really looked at me as?
What?
You know on Pornhub?
Oh, you Google, shit. Whoa, dude.
Man, come on. Can I talk?
All right.
You know how they like to have that like plastic butt plug your ears? You know how to have the plastic butt and the dude is banging the plastic butt?
You mean like a fake butt, like a sex doll? A sex doll.
Yeah. But it's not a doll. It's just the butt.
Right. It's a piece of the doll.
Yeah, because he always liked the black hole. So that's what I'm... Yeah, there you go. You know what I mean? It's like...
You lost me.
You completely lost me. You lost me. Yeah, so
you
you're saying
that... You had me at sex doll, and then you...
Yeah. No, you lost me at sex doll.
You know how, like, you click on it, and you think it's, like, he's smashing a person, and then it's actually a plastic butt. Like,
let me ask you this. How long do you watch that video before you go to the next video?
Not your goddamn business. No, I don't ever
watch. He stays out.
He stays out.
I don't ever watch this.
Yeah. That's all I need is dick. Right.
This is what he's talking about, the behind the butt.
Yeah, okay, so that reminds me of...
Pete.
Yeah, you can't put that on.
You know what's so funny? Pete just wanted to look at that while we were looking. He doesn't realize he's still connected to the screen.
He got it on speed.
I've been to the porn store, like at like the Hustler store, and I've thought about buying that.
It's so heavy.
It's so heavy, and it's like, I don't want to... walk out, you know what I mean, with this gigantic fucking thing. Right.
What do you, where would you store it?
And then I would have to hide it from Kalila.
Where would you hide it? In your car?
In my fucking bowling bag, probably. I don't have a bowling bag. I'll get one.
You have to buy one. Kalila's like, did you start bowling?
I'm bowling.
I gotta go to the garage and bowl.
But I've always wanted to, like, I've gone to the real doll, like, site.
Oh, yeah.
And seen, like, how much they cost.
How much are they?
Well, for the last time I checked, like $8,500.
What?
For a real doll?
A real sex doll? Real doll?
No, it's called, they're called real dolls. And they're like, I think they go for 10 grand, 15 grand.
You're bullshit.
They're beautiful, though.
$10,000?
Like a real doll. Just go look a real doll.
You know, like a fucking fleshlight is like $100.
Look what a real doll looks like, dude.
Realistic sex doll. Buy adult female dolls. Yeah, so do they have real doll men for
women?
Yeah,
they do. They have men, too. There's a document on YouTube where there are men in the world and they marry them.
I've seen this guy.
Yeah, they marry them.
Yes, I've seen a guy. There's a guy
full blown weddings, and the parents are always like upset, almost like.
Don't put Olivia on your vision board.
I mean, it's insane. It's like a poorly written sitcom when he pops in.
Oh my god, that didn't work.
Oh my god, fancy.
So anyway,
go to YouTube and search up "Guy Marries Sex Doll" because this guy, it was so sad. His family disowned this dude.
Yeah,
you're thinking about the same guy,
the Indian guy.
I can't live without my real doll.
They have dinner together.
A little kissy kiss.
Yeah.
Originally, when I first got her, I called her my synthetic girlfriend.
I know, but you know what they have to do?
But,
can you imagine?
Yeah.
What if she left him one day? What if the doll just walked out on him?
Or they get married and she goes, I don't.
I don't.
I don't. Right. But you know what he has to do?
Oh my God, it's creepy.
Every year, he has to take the vagina out and send it back to Real Doll, the company, so they can clean it out and fix it.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Right, but imagine being that guy.
The guy who cleans
it. Like, you apply for Real Doll. Like, I went to manufacturing, and they're like, you're starting at vagina cleaning. And then you're just like, ugh.
But they don't say that. They said returns and exchanges. That was the department. You're in returns and exchanges.
Yeah.
But here's the problem.
There's a lot.
No, because you know what? Let this guy be free. He's not hurting anybody. He's not harming anybody. Good for this guy. Here's the real issue. He's never going to treat a woman like a human from now on. True. This is this weird slippery slope. Now every woman is going to be a real doll.
Bro, if he could get women,
he might.
Would not. No, he can't.
You think that guy's never slept with a woman before?
If you watch the documentary, they even say, like, I try to date women. Like a Southern guy.
They're Southern from now?
Yeah, some of them are. I try to date women, but they don't like me. I asked Olivia down the street. She said, "No, get the
I'm
fuck
just
off
saying,
my
this
property."
Is, this you know is I mean? It. It seems to me like it's healthy at some point for him to just have sex toys, but sex dolls seem to be like you might. This is how you turn into.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
that's how you turn into. Yeah,
someone that
who?
Yeah,
you.
I'm trying. I couldn't. Me? Why
someone
me?
Someone that kills their
hey,
own.
Hey, Doc. Doc. If we bought you a sex doll, like a real doll,
I wouldn't fuck it.
No, just if we bought one, would you throw it away? Yes. It's $5,000.
I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I'm throwing a dollar away.
Fuck you.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. You wouldn't throw that away. You know what? We're buying one.
We're buying
one. Bad friend's going to buy you a sex doll.
Buy it. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What kind of genitals do you want on it?
Don't you laugh at your uncle. He's a goddamn asshole.
What kind?
He's an asshole. What do you mean? What kind of I don't know. You know, regular old woman. Fucking.
No, but I mean, you know, what do you want? Shave? You want bald? You want beefy?
Here's the thing. I don't want
beefy.
I'm not a big dude. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not into shave. I like whatever you got, I take it.
But so if it's shaved, you don't mind.
That shit could be going down all the way to the kneecaps. And I'm like, well.
Look at Rudy's face. By the way, people sometimes go, oh, how can you talk about that in front of Rudy? Rudy's the one going to dorm parties to catch some fucking
dick on the side.
I won't defile it.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
Rudy is also 20, almost 21.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
She's a full-grown woman. And let me tell you something. If I fucking find out that you went to that dorm party and caught Ronan just to get some D, and I found out who the dude is that you got the D from, we're blowing up his spot. He's fucking. He's
we're ripping
deep
him hard.
Shit. We're dripping that guy. We're ripping him.
What's your favorite song? Yeah, yeah. Whoa, baby, I need to know. Yeah.
Sometimes I think we shouldn't have him on the show. Sometimes I'm like, what is he doing on the show?
Sometimes I watch him. I go, what are you doing?
The way his brain fires.
Yeah, yeah. It's incredible. No, thank you.
She don't really
keep going. Be you.
Okay, so some of the gay might not have rubbed off from your uncle, but some of the other stuff might have.
What'd you think of the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, dude, honestly, loved every single second of it.
I got goosebumps.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
People shitted on it for
no reason.
It was great.
I loved it.
What do you mean?
Do y'all think that was the greatest halftime I've ever?
No, I thought Prince was great. Whitney. You know, Houston was...
There was a lot of good ones.
Great
Michael
ones.
Michael Jackson's fucking with the guy popping up. Man, come on.
I know, but still, that one was a great one.
It was just iconic because it was Los Angeles and it was L.A.-based or something.
That's
California
what I loved
artist.
About it. It's a good representation.
Shout out to Eminem.
Except for Eminem. That was weird.
Are you a hater?
No, bro.
Yeah, he's from Detroit, that's why?
Yeah, because look, Dre is from Compton. Snoop is from Long Beach. Kendrick is from Compton. It's just weird to also then have Eminem.
What about 50 Cent?
50 Cent from New York.
There we go.
But he gets a pass.
But you also are New York bound as rappers.
I just no, I you just I'm New just saying new 50 Cent I mean I don't know him hanging upside down like a bat was very weird. That I didn't understand.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but you know was that his idea?
I'm sure
or
he
some guy,
yeah,
some stage some
well,
stage
first of all,
director.
Well, in the
he
club,
for sure
if you saw in the club video, that's
in the
how
club
he
was upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the video.
There could have been an argument though. Like,
Tito.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Tito.
But he did it at the club.
He's like, nah, I'm not trying
I
to
don't,
do that.
You know
yeah,
mean?
But they let him but he obviously said yes because they hung him upside down.
Right.
It's not like they were like, okay, 50, upside down you go.
Yeah.
And they told him on the day. He knew they rehearsed this.
He but called then, it was a callback.
Definitely. And then Eminem took a knee. It was wild. He like took a knee in the middle of the
performance. Yeah, I liked it.
I did not. Get up and fucking sing. What are you doing?
He finished.
I know, but get up and fucking do it. Do the thing.
No, he finished the song and then Dre went back to the piano and he just stood yeah, right there.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
What are you doing? Get up. What the fuck are you doing?
He's just trying to make a statement.
This is another white guy laying down on the job.
Yeah.
While he makes all the black men do the work behind him.
You know what would be great in the new Batman?
Am I right or am I right or am I right?
You know what would be great in the new Batman? The new
way,
Batman. If Batman had bats and they all look like 50 Cent. Imagine like 1,000 50 Cent bats backwards.
Yeah.
And you know he has this little mechanism and the bats fly.
It's pretty dope.
Dude, it'd be dope, bro.
By the way, how bad am I not going to see the new Batman?
You're not going to see it?
Robert Pattinson?
Dude,
how the fuck
so
are you going to sell me on that guy?
Bro.
How the fuck are you going to sell me?
I'm going to tell you.
On Robert Pattinson.
Bro. I hated the guy until I saw him in one movie.
I don't hate him.
Oh,
he's not fucking Batman.
He is.
He's not a Batman.
If you see him in The Lighthouse.
I never seen him in The Lighthouse.
With Willem Dafoe. He's a fucking masterful actor.
I'm not saying he's not a good actor. You're missing the point.
And
he's not a Batman. There is a. You have to be a kind of man to be a Batman.
That's not Batman.
That is not Batman. That's what? A fucking light. That's a Tim Burton character.
Tim Burton did Batman.
I know. God damn it. God damn it. Let me tell you something. Go back to what Robert Pattinson looks on Batman. Go ahead. Go in Batman.
Yeah.
The suit makes anybody look sick, but him without the mask. Him without the mask looks like that.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yes.
That's not Batman,
it's
buddy.
It's heroin chic.
That's emo Batman. This is like Batman Who Cuts. First of all, this is Batman Who Cuts.
This is not Batman for your generation.
This is Clark Cutts
this
Batman.
This is millennial. This is for the millennials.
I am a fucking millennial.
Well, what's before that?
Yes.
I don't know what's now. Alec Baldwin. What are you?
Gen Z.
Gen Z? This is for the Gen Zs.
Do you want to watch this Batman? Stop pulling the mic away from your face.
Yeah. He's hot, and I think he looks good.
Oh, fucking these kids don't know shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're doing it. What about Zoe Kravitz? You like her as Catwoman?
Yeah, right. That's fine. Right. I don't mind her. Catwoman can be anybody. Yeah. Batman is a certain kind of guy.
Yeah.
Dude, who would you
prefer?
Who of the actors right now could do a dope Batman?
Yeah.
Let me think. This is a good one.
Michael B. Jordan.
What? No.
It's time for a black man. A black Batman.
He's too hot.
You just said Robert Pattinson is hot, and that's the only reason why you wanted to see it. You said he's hot.
Batman needs to be not that hot, but also not that ugly.
You're saying
you know what? It's a remarkably valid point. She is right. Because every Batman has been kind of hot, but kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Alec Baldwin, he was
Never Batman.
Never Batman.
God damn it. What's his name?
We guess it?
Wait,
don't give it to him. Just throw out names.
Some of the Batmans were named
Benjamin
Button.
Benjamin Button. Yes, that's right. One. Ben. That's one. What's the second one?
Michael Keaton.
You fact. Very good. The original. Real talk.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the third one then?
Don't do this, man.
What's
I don't
the
know,
third
that?
One?
I don't
the
know, most famous man. Why one? Would y'all be like that?
Yeah.
Hold on. What's the third one? Michael Keaton ain't the most famous.
That's arguable. He was the original, but in the more recent franchises, what he's talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I can't lie to you. I don't know.
Are you fucking serious?
Are you fucking crazy?
Did you never see The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Ben Affleck? Flex. Man, why would y'all do this to me, man?
It's fine. We're not shaming you.
Yes, I am.
Who played the Joker? Who played the Joker in The Dark Knight?
Heath Ledger.
Okay, that's good enough.
Dude, thank God, because I was going to kick you out of the fucking.
Do you know who the Batman was in The Dark Knight?
I forgot his name.
Fuck off. You guys are dog shit.
Christian?
Bale.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, easy.
How did you not know that?
Matthew McConaughey, Chris Bale.
Remarkably different
really
actors.
Different. Well, one's from England.
Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale? You think those guys are close?
Kind of the way they act.
But can I say something?
No.
Can I say something about Christian Bale? And I want everyone to listen to me right now. When he was a kid, he did a movie.
What was it called?
He did a Steven Spielberg movie, and he was the star of it. And he must have been 12 to 14 years old. He was the lead. Mm-hmm. It was called Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. Oh, I know this
movie. Love that movie.
14 he was?
He was amazing in that fucking movie. And that's when you first saw him. Watch, Christian Bale in a...
Look at how cute he is.
Yeah. And then one of the lines in the movie is, I learned a new word today. Atom bomb. That's the only fucking thing. But he's so good in that. And that's the most underrated Steven Spielberg movie, I believe.
What's the most overrated?
E.T.
You didn't like E.T.
Rewatching it's a little weird.
Does that hurt your feelings, Doc?
E.T. is like...
The way you said that, he was like, oh.
Man, because, man, like, I cried on E.T., man. That shit.
No, it's a good movie. I'm just saying, comparatively speaking, to Close Encounters. Close Encounters.
Why are you comparing space movies, man?
No, Steven Spielberg movies. Fuck. He directed both of them.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
What?
That's not the same. Close Encounters is more based on kind of what's supposed to be reality, right?
Listen to what I'm saying, Doc, all right? Okay. Out of all the Steven Spielberg movies, E.T. isn't one of my favorites, right? I like Empire of the Sun. I think that Close Encounters, Jaws is amazing. I just rewatched that.
Jaws is so good.
Yeah,
Christine is one of your favorites, too.
What?
Huh? Christine, huh?
Saving Private Ryan, amazing. All right, so... That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Most overrated fancy Spielberg movie.
I don't know. I don't think he has many overrated movies. The ones that he doesn't do well, like people shit on them all the time.
Like what?
Like War Horse or like the BFG or...
What was wrong with the BFG?
Nothing. It's okay. Like Tintin.
I think he had a problem with editing. Like AI was way too long.
Yeah. Well,
like, I didn't need to see the little robot boy in the middle of the ocean.
I did like that.
Why?
I don't know.
It was so sad.
So sad. I think I sometimes it's I really like, want it just rip my heart out a little
it
bit.
It ripped my heart out.
I like that sometimes in movies.
I like that movie though.
I want to be shredded a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know, I saw you know I've been watching Brian De Palma movies.
Yeah, what have you watched recently?
And some of them are don't hold up.
You liked them more when you were young?
The Untouchables, it doesn't hold up.
What do you mean? Untouchables is great.
There's so many weird lines in there that Kevin Costner says. I don't believe it when he's angry.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, guys, no!
What do you believe Kevin Costner as?
The postman? I don't know.
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying he's a bad actor, but what also
about,
we saw...
As someone who doesn't give a fuck about golf, did you ever like Tin Cup?
I refuse to watch Tin Cup.
Do you guys know Tin Cup? It's like one of the best movies.
Like the magical one where Will Smith plays a magical one. I don't see that.
That's Bagger Vance.
Yeah. I don't do any magical black people.
Tin Cup.
Except
let's
for
get
you.
Some. Let's get some worth out of you now that you've come in so late. What were you late for?
School.
What kind of school?
I was in school physically doing biology lab.
No, don't.
Just buttock. Don't. Please don't slap that. You're condoning
just absurd behavior.
stuff that his gay uncle would do.
Oh,
that
he'd slap. You're a goddamn hater.
Rudy, you were doing biology lab at home.
No, in school.
She went in class.
You were physically in school now. Wow.
Yeah, and she was like, I'm not going to make it to 4:45.
Wait, where's your school at?
Northridge.
You're Cal State Northridge.
Yeah.
You have push it down if you're going to try it. Let's see you try to move the mic. There you go. Big girl. Big girl can go to dorm party, get sick.
Yeah.
Talk about the dorm party. I want to know what happened there.
It was so boring.
Why is it boring?
So you show up.
What are you showing her? Doc?
Doc.
His Instagram.
What does it say, Doc? You have to speak into the mic because we're on a show.
Yeah. There's no secrets, man.
What does it say, Rudy?
He got a B in biology.
That's what I'm talking about in high school.
On
my high school records.
Stop. Don't say anything.
All right.
Just let that sit.
Man, I'm just trying to connect a little bit.
I want you to take a second because I know you're going to almost kill him.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like doing.
I know.
So let's just take a second and not physically assault him.
It gets
him,
hard okay? for me.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
So you got a B.
So you interrupted.
You interrupted to get a B, to tell her you got a B in high school?
In biology.
That's for the hood right there. That's
no,
just
no, no. You know, you brag about A's.
You in the hood and you
don't you brag about A's?
You can get a decent grade. You grades yeah. And goddamn, no.
Now tell me, in what part of your current life are you employing this biology that you learned in high school?
Not a goddamn
okay,
thing.
Okay, so exactly. Shut the fuck up. Right. Tell us about biology then.
Goddamn haters.
Biology?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing you just did.
No,
what did you learn today?
No, I'm going to tell you about the dorm party.
All right. Was there biology going on there?
There was some kissing, so exchange.
Yes, that's right. Exchange
yeah.
it.
Exchange it.
You weren't kissing anybody.
No.
You swear to God?
I promise.
No, say you swear to God.
I swear to God. To my mom.
That I wasn't kissing.
That I wasn't kissing anyone.
Did you hook up with anybody?
No.
Did you get anyone's number?
A girl, a friend.
As a girl to be a friend?
Yeah.
Can I ask you another thing that I've always wanted to ask you, right? And this is fine. This is fine. I'm going to be very gentle about it.
Go ahead.
What? Don't do this. You know?
Let it rip.
I am. So, are you heterosexual?
I think I can be bi.
You think
like both?
You could be or you are? You think you might be?
Might be.
Because you like girls.
Yeah.
Did this girl number that you get, did you like her?
Yeah, but as a friend only.
Mm. Not attractive.
But there are girls that you go, oh, I'd like to hang out with them in that way.
Okay. Can I tell my party?
All right, go ahead.
He's not allowed to ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're just like your Uncle Tito, so it's the same.
Oh, you're saying that I interrupt?
No, that you're bisexual.
There it is. I think he didn't catch it.
Okay, before we'll get to your party. When you're going down a road, right, you see an accent, you have to go this way. Mm-hmm. So, I don't even know what that means. But listen to me, man. You think I'm bisexual?
Yeah, a little bit.
And why?
Because you know.
Yeah. I like to wrestle with dudes.
All right. Well, I didn't kill my gay cousin. And I didn't poison my uncle for 2 days ago. So I'm not a murderer.
Okay.
So shut your fucking mouth. All right?
Okay, I'm wrong.
Go ahead. Watch it, Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Talk about the dorm party.
Okay, so there were only like 15 people in the dorm, and it was so tight, and it was so hot. And then most of them were like couples, so they were like just dancing, like grinding, and like kissing each other. And then there were only three people, like me, my friend, and another friend was just on the side, just watching them.
Okay, that's when you fucking leave.
Not stay and get corona.
Yeah, I don't walk into a room, people grinding. And there's no available. Get the fuck out of there.
That's why we left. And then I met another group of friends. And then we smoked weed. And that's why I got corona.
What?
You got corona because you smoked
drugs.
You know, this Bad Friends show, we do not support drug use of any kind.
It was just a little bit.
I don't give a fuck how much it was, young lady.
Yeah.
You are not smoking drugs.
It's not any of the drugs I gave you, right? All right. Because you still have the drugs I gave you?
Yeah. Okay,
right. I just got mushrooms this weekend, by the way. I'm so excited.
Oh.
In Oregon, there's a woman.
Why do you
wait? It's legal in California, people.
You could have done that a month ago when I was using.
I didn't want to use with you, bud.
But that was one of my last things. I was like, I want to do mushrooms.
I know, and I don't want
to. And I kept I called Ari Shaffir. I go, can you get me mushrooms?
No.
He's like, I'm in New York.
Ari.
Oh, fucking dog. What am I going to do? I didn't want to use with you.
Fucking hurts me, dude.
When you were in Mexico and you were getting sauced up.
I gave you a joint.
Yeah.
You took it and you gave it to Donnell Rawlings.
That's exactly correct.
And then Donnell Rawlings went, oh man, this is the best joint I've ever had.
He came up on stage like, that shit was fire, son! Yeah. Donnell smoked a whole joint to himself. He was on stage.
Google Donnell Rawlings.
And he sounded just like,
he did.
Fucking funny.
Fire, son! But in Mexico, we did drink together.
No, you drank when I didn't want you to. I was having a drink at dinner, and Fancy B was getting fucking wasted.
One time I said this. No, this is not true. It's not true.
You were getting drunk, and I asked you not to.
We walked into that bar in the center of the thing, right? And I go, you're like, I'm going to go get a drink. And you would do stuff like, I'm just going to get like a seltzer water.
I did.
No. And I would be, one time I go, no, that's bullshit. I know what you're getting. Get me what you're getting. And you got me what you got. And there was alcohol in it. So you did get me
that's
a drink.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
Fancy knows that's a fucking lie. First of all, Fancy knows. In fact, we talked about it.
Yeah.
I gave you a drink that had no booze inside of it.
You guys are gaslighting me.
No, we were protecting you. We did the right thing. And
but
Fancy,
I know, but what I'm saying, though, is like, listen, I'm sober now. I have, today's Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
I have 30 days today. Don't please. But clap.
Speech.
Please, but clap. But I have 30 days today, okay? But I still think in my head, I'm like, you know, when I was out there using, I always knew soon, right, that I was going to get to a point where it's going to be like, I can't do this anymore, right? So in those times when I'm using, I would just like my friends to be around. And
I'm there to support you. I'm
not
going to use
you. No, that
wasn't
supporting. It was so not fun. It was like hanging out with my parents.
I am like hanging out with
no,
your
no,
parents.
It was like, don't go there. I'm following you around. Like, you guys follow me around everywhere.
Sorry, we're being friends.
It's similar to the podcast. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
Meaning, like, he's like your parent on the podcast. He kind of shut your shit down.
Bro, what the fuck? Because
you fucking
wild out. What the fuck are you even fucking saying?
I am Papa.
No, he's not. This is a 50-50 thing, dude.
No,
I'm the Papa.
It's 50-50.
I'm the Papa, dude. Right,
it's crazy.
I'm
insane.
The dad.
That's the 50.
The dude, 50
over
you
here,
dude.
Crazy. 50-50.
And let me see. You murderer. All right. Murderer. Gay people.
Right. We found out.
He
Doc killed his gay uncles. Time out. Let's go back. Okay. You went to the stupid fucking dorm party and everybody was dancing. And you stayed for how long?
I stayed for like 20 minutes. Because there was alcohol.
Did you drink?
Just a little bit.
How much?
Like this.
What do you mean?
Like this.
A bunch of liquor? What kind of booze?
Can I say something to you?
But I only drink when there's a party.
When you say there's a little, right? I don't think that's the true number.
It's just a little.
Okay. Be careful.
I know.
Don't ever do this.
What's that?
Pop a pimple on your nose. Yeah,
don't ever tap your finger on your nose, okay? Ever. No, don't ever
do cocaine. Oh, did you? Have you ever been offered cocaine at a party? No. Nobody has offered you cocaine at a party in Los Angeles.
No.
Never.
She doesn't go to parties.
Fucking loser. You fucking nerd.
Can I say things? I invite her to like shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to this thing.
Dope shit.
Dope shit.
She won't go.
I don't want to go.
Loser.
Yeah, loser.
You fucking loser, fucking dude. Loser.
Really?
Get offered cocaine. Don't do it.
But you said I can't do it.
You don't do it.
Yeah, you can smoke it.
You can smoke it, but you can't sniff it.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it, please.
Have you tried?
None of your business, buddy.
Have you done it?
No.
Cocaine?
Never.
Smoke crack?
Never.
Meth?
No. You're going the other way.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, I think meth is like pot. Anyway, no. You know, so you've only done hallucinogenics, weed, and alcohol.
Hallucinogenics, yes. Acid, mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then pills.
Opiates like Vicodin. Those
then ecstasy. Before Molly was what it was
Have
now.
Have you done Molly?
I've done MDMA, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then.
So do all those.
Well, those are
because Uncle Tito Andrew does them.
No, no, I don't do them. I have tried them, and guess what? That's why I look like I look. You want to turn out like me?
Yeah, he looks 60. What?
You want to turn out like me, kiddo?
No, you want to be pretty and young. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Look at Pete. Pete's 13. Look how fucking awful he looks. Pete has been doing drugs for too many years.
Yeah.
By the way, what
have you done?
We already talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about him. By the way, welcome back to Pete. And I want to say thank you for Pete, because he got over COVID. He got sick too. This whole family
Hell
got sick.
Hell yeah, you know? COVID gang in the building.
Hey, have you gotten it yet?
Fancy has not.
Anybody else? Neither.
No, you have.
I'm immune like Bobby.
What?
We're immune.
I think we're immune.
Shut the fuck up, Fancy.
I really do. Because Gilbert, same thing. Can I just say something? Let me just say something.
You probably were asymptomatic.
Right. Yeah, no, but that's still kind of
Ask your wife, Fancy. They say that 90-something% of Americans have come in contact with it, and you're probably just asymptomatic.
Yeah, the strong ones.
Ooh. The strong ones, right? Yeah.
You're the weakest guy in this room.
No, but his insides are strong.
No, they're not.
Yours are weak.
No, they're not. He's never exercised once. Neither of you.
That's why, then, that we still can't get COVID. Anyway, let's move on. meanwhile, I'm going to be like Herman Cain.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot wait.
I regret what I said.
I take it all back.
Yeah.
John Cain.
Anyway, that was a great one.
Great episode.
Great episode.
So,
that was fun.
As a big family, let's say thanks for being a bad friend on the count of three, because we're all back. One, two, three.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
You have to open it.
I know what it is.
Take it out.
Oh, let me ask you.
I want to see.
I just saw it. What do you think it is?
Taco Bell.
Yeah. So you got me Taco Bell.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a sauce. Oh. Thank you.
Do you want it, Doc?
I don't want it.
No, I don't want it.
No, I want it.
You better for yourself. It's fucking rude.